From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Helicopters are reported to be hovering over the capital of Algeria today, and thousands of police are said to be in Algiers to discourage anti-government protesters a day after Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak resigned. There are reports of some arrests, and as Frank Browning reports, Algerians are planning protests in France, too.
The huge population of French Algerians here is mounting what they say will be massive demonstrations this afternoon in Paris and Marseille. A third of Marseille's 900,000 residents are either Algerian or of Algerian heritage. Until the revolution of 1962, Algeria was not merely a colony but a part of France. An estimated 3 million people of Algerian heritage live in France. The Sarkozy government maintained close ties to the two deposed regimes in Egypt and Tunisia, drawing anger and ridicule from North Africans living here. And French security forces have kept close surveillance over Algerian activists across France. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
In Egypt, people are still gathering to celebrate President Mubarak's resignation. Sarah Hawass is an Egyptian who grew up in the United States. She's been living in Cairo the past few years, where she's a student.
The Nile looks bluer than ever. The skies are clear. The country's never looked more beautiful. The people have never smiled this much. It's an absolutely euphoric feeling.
The cleanup in Cairo has begun. Soldiers are removing barricades and burnt-out vehicles around the city's Tahrir Square. NPR's Susanna George is in Alexandria, where things appear to be getting back to normal.
I think earlier this morning, the city had a kind of New Year's Day feel to it. But, you know, the streets are clean. Street cleaners were out early this morning to clean up the trash that was left over from celebrators last night. And now the most normal I've seen this city in the past week.
NPR's Susanna George reporting from Alexandria. President Obama is sending his top military chief to the Middle East. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Admiral Mike Mullen, is due to arrive in Jordan tomorrow for talks with his military counterpart and with Jordan's king. He is also to continue on to Israel, where Egypt's uprising has raised fears that Cairo's peace agreement will be jeopardized. Egypt and Jordan are the only two Arab countries that have made peace with Israel. President Obama is offering a preview of his administration's budget for the next fiscal year. In his weekly address, he says it will help the government live within its means. The budget, due to be unveiled on Monday, contains a combination of cuts and targeted new spending aimed at reducing the deficit and boosting competitiveness. In the GOP address, Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah says the administration's budget is likely to be too timid. And from Washington, this is NPR News. More than a dozen environmental activists are spending the weekend at the office of Kentucky's governor, as Graham Shelby reports from member station WFPL in Louisville. The demonstrators want Governor Steve Beshear to change his stance and end his support for mountaintop removal mining.
The protesters belong to an environmental group called Kentucky Rising that staged a sit-in at the governor's office Friday morning. In a recent speech, Beshear had called for the EPA to get off the backs of the state and the coal industry. One of the protesters, Jason Howard, objected to that.
It's not the EPA and the federal government that needs to get off your backs. It's the coal industry and your administration who needs to get off our backs.
Beshear met with the demonstrators but didn't offer to change his positions. The group decided to continue their protest in the governor's office. They were prepared to be arrested at the end of the day on Friday. Instead, the governor told them they can stay as long as they like. The group plans to stay through Monday when other environmental activists will gather in the state capitol for a rally called I Love Mountains Day. For NPR News, I'm Graham Shelby in Louisville.
The government is widening its investigation into possible engine problems in tens of thousands of diesel cars made by Volkswagen. There have been complaints and field reports about engines stalling or losing power. The reports involve 2009 and 2010 model year Jettas and 2010 models of the Golf and the Audi A3 with TDI clean diesel engines. Volkswagen says the problem could be related to fuel contamination. Regulators have shut down small banks in Florida, Michigan, Wisconsin, and California, lifting to 18 the number of bank failures so far this year. The weak economy and bad debt brought down 157 banks nationwide last year. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.